whether it's civilian or soldier, and on either side. That was what I was interested in. The people that are being affected, not so much the political speak at the top of the food chain, but the people that are affected by it on the ground. What did they see? What did they hear? What did it feel like?
PJ Harvey has taken on the experience of war. After several years of research into conflicts from the First World War to now, she distilled the experiences of soldiers and civilians into songs full of beauty and brutality. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, it's Rita Houston. Polly Jean Harvey started writing her latest batch of songs in 2007 after releasing the album White Chalk. And as much as White Chalk was quiet and low-key, her new album, Let England Shake, is jagged and sometimes unnerving. The way that she sings the song avoids any sense of preachiness, much like an observer talking about very dark memories. Those memories come from her research into first-hand accounts of people thrust into World War I, Afghanistan, Iraq, and more. Host Kara Manning caught up with PJ Harvey for a chat, and she got to ask about the process of finding a voice to sing these songs.
Well, after I'd finished writing the words, I realized that anything I now added to them had to not be adding any more weight. You know, obviously the words had a lot of heaviness, they had a lot of weight to them. And I needed to lift them up and transport them off page into the ear in as smooth a way as I could. And I began singing the words before I touched an instrument. I would just sing them. And I knew that I needed the voice to be an unbiased narrator, purely delivering the story as anyone would just read a story, but to try and read it with no particular inflection, in the way in a foreign correspondent would try and bring back a story in an unbiased fashion. And that was the way that this voice needed to be. And I had to experiment for a long time.
The 25th of April is the beginning of the Gallipoli, the anniversary of the beginning of the Gallipoli campaign in 1915, from which you drew at least three of the songs on the album.
I was overwhelmed by it, by reading about it. And I realized another thing through all of my research around this record was that the language that the people actively involved in the situation used doesn't change, no matter whether it's 100 years ago, 200 years ago, 3,000 years ago. You know, you go back and look at some of the ancient writings that exist throughout the world about wars. It's the same. The human being's articulation of the events, it's the same. And that really fascinated me.
The scent of time.
PJ Harvey performing on Battleship Hill and the title track of her new album, Let England Shake. Take 5, produced today by Paul Chufo. Check out the complete interview online anytime at WFUV.org.